So the president apologizes to the cop, who wouldn't apologize to the professor, who demanded an apology from the cop, which came from the president. All of which could have been worked out if the professor simply sang, "Fight Fiercely, Harvard," as requested.
Fight, fight, demonstrate to them our skill. Albeit they possess the might, nonetheless we have the will. How we will celebrate our victory, we shall invite the whole team up for tea. How jolly. Hurl that spheroid down the field and fight, fight, fight.
How jolly. Yeah, the president is relieved, the cop seems satisfied, and the professor is a shoo-in for the Hasty Pudding Award. Now, he was arrested by an Irishman, a Hispanic, and an African-American, and there's a joke in there somewhere. Needs a nun, really. Meanwhile, Cambridge police issue a warrant for a raft of unpaid Harvard Yard parking tickets to the president. Hopefully he will provide ID and this will all be over with once and for all. Meanwhile, five rabbis are arrested in New Jersey without so much as a veil's mirror, ladies and gentlemen. What about that? Well, in other news, if any, Congress will not approve the health plan by recess, and after snacks, they'll be too sleepy. Let's hear it for nap time. That's why we have nap time in Congress. It's the 20th anniversary of the historic first moonwalk by Michael Jackson. 80-year-old Neil Armstrong says landing on Mars, one big step for old man. And Tom Watson says the same of the British Open. Well, okay. Didn't expect that to be as big as the first one. At the observance, they held Alan Shepard hit a golf ball in the White House that went for miles and miles, given all the spin the White House put on it. Neil Armstrong left a bag of feces, as is his wont. Set it on fire first, because he's a joker. He tried to set the one on the moon
That's
on
right.
fire, actually, but you can't light a fire on the moon.
Not up there in that atmosphere.
They discovered that. Chamber of Commerce endorses Justice Sotomayor, while the Chamber of Carnage, the NRA, does not. Thank you. The National Rifle Association says senators who vote for Sotomayor will lose coveted cold dead hands points. They are coveted, these points.
Yeah.
Yes. This coming after the NRA lost the Senate vote on the right to conceal weapons internally, which had wide support in the upper U.S. Page two. Oh, that was page two.
Yeah.
Pleased with all the coverage, ESPN to shoot Aaron Andrews through a door in the future. Aaron Andrews through a door in the future. She's a little upset about this. Okay. Page three. Senate passes placebo health bill. A growing number of Americans say at least they don't have their health. 40% don't know what to drink to. The average American is worried about the government but is terrified that his boss will be responsible for his health. There is some momentum for a Trans-Canada health pipeline. A kind of underground railroad to Ottawa clinics. The impetus for the North American health coverage, meds in Mexico, exams in Canada. It's a lot of flying, but you still come out ahead, you know, all said and done. President Obama probably erred in saying Americans should have Congress's health plan. Now congressmen are afraid their constituents will be attached to their coverage and their premiums will skyrocket. Because taken all together, the American public has every pre-existing condition. All of them, by definition. H4. What's this here? Oh, the health battle. It's taken a toll on the president's popularity. Americans like the president. They just don't think it's his job to run the country. W spoiled them, let's face it. Healthcare, there's an app for it. Rush Limbaugh says it will be a cold day in hell before the government starts handing out OxyContin. In still other news, seeking custody of the boys, Joe Jackson says he could whip those boys into shape.
Yeah.
All of Michael's surgeries, by the way, can be explained by the fact that he looked like Joe originally. Diana Ross in the end, but originally he looked like Joe. In Gary, a young William Eugene claims he is Billie Jean. Some of this is pretty esoteric. William Eugene, young William Eugene.
Yeah.
Gary is not a joke that's going to probably, be remembered, or I'm not saying it will. Microsoft declines to I'm a PP. Instead of a PC, I'm a PP. See, because their stock is down the toilet. Okay. I'm losing you here. Life support. Paddles of life. Need the paddles of life here. Let's try this anyway. France demands Israel leave the West Bank. Israel says get out of Quebec first.
You got him back.
I got him back. Bruno finesses a Middle Earth agreement between the elves and the orcs. A Chinese iPod worker comes up with a suicide app. Ooh. Hillary Clinton says she doesn't trust Iran any further than she can throw Bill. VW takes over Porsche, will produce der rich people's wagon. Major League Baseball accused of cloning shortstops in Dominican Republic. In the economy, Dow not quite wow, NASDAQ less spazdak. Standard not quite as poor. And this just in, extraterrestrials respond to Sarah Palin's tweets. Say they come to serve mankind by quitting. A toilet was fixed on the space station, but they're stuck with the plumber until the next shuttle. That's 6 months. 6 months at $52 an hour. Page whatever. Oh, last page. Good. Cell phone driving distraction. There's an app for it. Palm Pre, very nearly the iPod killer, by the way. But unfortunately, it's kerosene powered. That was the only mistake they made. Lance Armstrong to start for the Minnesota Vikings. Brett Favre got some of those latex bike outfits, and he's going to, for the tour de regret. Unidentified football league seen in night sky, UFL. NFL commissioner says it's swamp gas. A huge impact on Jupiter may have been the Sarah Palin announcement. It would have taken that long to reach it. Michael Vick is out. Is headed for the dog pound at Cleveland Brown Stadium.
Ooh.
And the governator, Arnold, brandishes a sword in his Twitter video.
Hey, guys, I just want to say thanks very much for all the great ideas you're giving me. I mean, we talked about making some cuts in the budget, getting rid of some of the state cars. And then all of a sudden, you come up with the great ideas. Why not just sign the car, since you're a celebrity governor? Sign the cars and sell it for more money. That's exactly what we're going to do. So I love your ideas. Give me more of those ideas. We need it.
Well, tweet that, Sarah. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much, and good night. And to all the ships at sea.